Amen. You may be seated. Get your Bibles. Focus a little bit. I won't be a long time, but focus. I want you to focus. I want you to turn to Deuteronomy chapter 11. We're going to look at one verse there, and we're going to look in Matthew 3. And we're going to look at three or four verses there. Now, you're going to have to listen to these verses because these verses are actually becoming divine encyclopedia for the message that I'm going to preach tonight. So you're going to show you what, you're going to say some things to you, and you're going to be pulled out by the Spirit of God to produce a divine positioning in your life. To produce a divine positioning in your life. And then the Holy Spirit is going to help you to be aware and how to get there. In Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 21. If you're there and you know it, let me know it. Deuteronomy chapter 11. So it's real good. You can hear the word. You can look at it on the board. But if you have it in your Bible and you can mark, it's wonderful. Watch this verse now. That your days may be multiplied. And the days of your children. In the land which the Lord swore unto your father to give them. Look at the last statement in his voice. Look at the last statement. I want you to read the last statement with me. You ready? Read it. Now, you can't say that lightly. Because it's possible to have a life as the days of heaven on earth. The only thing that holds you from it is something held back from you in Revelation. Cause you to have a form of immaturity. And you can't mature no further than the person who's teaching you. When you have a man or woman maturing, they've been maturing not only by mouth, but manifestation right before you.
Yes, sir.
So you can see what God would do if you follow his plan.
Yes, sir.
All right? Now, you know, the last statement was, as the days of heaven upon earth. Turn to Matthew. Jesus began his ministry for many years. He didn't do much because he had to come to a certain positioning to be able to function like heaven.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, many of y'all are going to get healed while I'm talking.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
You can go back. You can go to your doctor and get it checked.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But you can't preach about the days of heaven on earth
and
the Father don't do something.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, this is the baptism of the beloved Son, Jesus, in Matthew 3. But I want you to see some things that has to be open for you to live down here at the days of heaven on earth. He says in the 13th verse, then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. He's getting ready to start his ministry. But John forbid him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee. And cometh thou to me? Now watch what happened. And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness.
Yes.
Say righteousness.
Righteousness.
Now that's one of the greatest revelations you can get your hand on.
Yes.
That through Christ, you have been made the righteousness of God.
Yes.
It means, let me break it down a little more. It means you have multitudes of divine rights.
Yes, sir.
Because 2 Peter 1 tells me that you're packing a divine nature.
Yes, sir. That's right.
divine nature, divine rights.
Right. Yeah, yes.
But listen very carefully. You have to be tuned in more than a church member.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You have to mature.
Yes, sir.
What I say you have to do?
Mature.
And see, the maturing of the body of Christ couldn't go to full maturity because the ministries wasn't mature.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Us five coming together, yes. It caused us to mature, and we not compete. MBBs and all the men, no competition.
Yes, sir. Right, right.
Everybody pushing everybody up.
Yes, sir.
But normally in the flesh, you can't do that.
Right, that's right.
Because you won't be the one. But everybody can be one.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So this message tonight is about maturing in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
And as you mature, that thing that was hindering you from moving where you need to be, you'll know how to handle it. Now the Holy Ghost is going to hit this place tonight. I know we're going to march and flag and all that, but the Holy Ghost is going to hit you before the flag. And I'm not against the flag. I'm glad about the flag. I'm glad we're going to rejoice. But right now, pay attention. All right. The 16th verse says, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. Now watch what happened. Watch what happened. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him.
Yeah.
You see that?
Yes.
And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. Mm-hmm. So you got heaven open.
Yeah.
You got the Holy Ghost landing.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Every time you deal with something.
Yes, sir.
You can deal with it on the open heaven.
Yeah.
And the Holy Spirit will land on you.
Yes, sir.
And anoint you.
Yes.
And make you supernatural.
Yes, sir.
So you can handle the situation.
Yes,
I see some of y'all didn't get it. Y'all look at it. Saw the Spirit of God descend on him like a dove and lighten up on him and lower a voice from heaven. Saying, now the scripture's no good unless you make them alive to you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Jesus had this recorded about himself, but he was recording it for you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The same thing that happened to Jesus at this baptism,
yes, sir,
supposed to happen to you daily.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You got the heaven open.
Yes.
You got the Holy Ghost landing on you. And you got a voice from heaven you can hear.
Yes, sir.
But then you got to be positioned, though. This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Can he say that about you?
Yes.
Have you been yielding to him like that? And you got the possibility of doing that.
Yes, sir.
The supernatural releases the days of heaven on earth.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. See, as you mature, let me say it away. As you mature, you become more super.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. More super.
Go back to Deuteronomy. Look at that 21st verse in the 11th chapter again. That your days may be multiplied and the days of your children. Isn't that something?
Yes, sir.
In the land which the Lord swear unto your fathers to give them as the days of heaven upon the earth. By matured Christians locking hands with God, making supernatural changes. God wants you to mature And as you mature, you're going to lock hand with him.
Yes, sir.
And then you and God will begin to make supernatural changes.
Yes, sir. Yes. 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 Wow. More apostles. Wow.
You that powerful.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That powerful.
You have that type of endowment on you, but you have to mature.
Yes, sir.
I think it's in Galatians 6 where they didn't know they were son. Galatians 6. Turn there for a minute. It's not in my notes, but I believe the Holy Ghost want to show something there. Well, he said something else. I thought, okay, I'll do it.
Yes, sir.
I'll do exactly what you want to do.
Yes, sir.
And so you can say, now, I'm going to preach at least an hour. So you can just go ahead and put your gum up. You can just put that whoosh up. I wish you finished. You know what I mean? I'm looking for the scriptures, boy. Y'all going to help me. Galatians 4. Go to Galatians 4. And you can go to Hebrews 5, too. Because before I give you this outline that the Lord have given me, you're going to have to be in a certain mindset in the spirit. Now, in a few moments, I'm seeing it coming fast, the Holy Ghost. It resting on his plate. He's coming fast. I fear. Give me a little time to preach.
Yes,
there are some here who haven't fully experienced the endowment of the Holy Ghost on strong basis. Tonight you will feel him as strong as you ever felt before. And he never come without an operation. He's going to straighten some things out for you tonight. Now, in this maturing, in the supernatural, coming into cooperation with heaven, locking hands with God, making supernatural changes.
Yes, sir.
Now, all of you is under apostolic grace tonight.
Yes. Amen.
And you need to get under an apostolic pastor.
Yes, sir.
He ain't gonna beg you.
Yeah.
And he ain't gonna make no baby out of you.
Yeah.
He's going to snatch the weakness out of you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Make you stand up strong
and
bold.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Some of that going to be snatched out to you tonight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Some of your weakness
going
to turn to strength tonight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glory to God.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Thank God.
I'm asking you, please, don't get stagnant.
Yes, sir.
I'm asking you, please, to do not be judgmental.
Yes, sir.
I'm asking you to be open. God want to tell you something.
Yes,
sir. And oh, my goodness.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness. The days of heaven on earth.
Yes, sir.
In other words, heaven take over your environment.
Yes, sir.
Watch me now. All your situations that you're dealing with need to be adjusted.
Yes,
tonight, heaven take them over.
Yes,
come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Hear what I'm saying. Hear what I'm saying. I'm making an announcement for heaven. I got my hand locked in God's hand, and he come told me to tell you tonight.
Yes, sir.
Everything you're dealing with.
Yes, yes, sir.
That you need a promotion in.
Yes.
God is dealing with it tonight.
Yes.
My brothers and sisters, you're not in a regular service.
Yes, sir.
Yield to the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Yield. Yield to the Holy Ghost. You can be, sir. You be seated. You got Galatians chapter 4?
Yes, sir.
We'll look at the first verse. I got to deal with these two before I even bring you into this territory. We got to get these two straight. Galatians 4:1. And then in my Bible says, we the heirs of God's grace.
Yes, sir.
What?
Yes, sir.
We're the heirs of God's grace.
Yes, sir.
Now notice verse 1. Now I say that the heir.
Yes, sir.
As long as he a child. Different nothing from a servant. Though he be Lord of all. Boy, I need to stay at that voice right there. That voice talking to me, man. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm a servant, but I'm a son too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glory to God.
Now notice what happened. But is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Tell you mature son. Even so, we when we were children were in bondage under the, oh my God, in bondage under the elements of the world. Tonight, you are being introduced to your supernatural position. And I decree this world would not bind you down no more. After the night, with understanding of the scriptures, you will be packing the supernatural. And you and the Holy Spirit going to glorify God and magnify Jesus and live the abundant life. Matter of fact, the Holy Spirit tell me now to tell you something is being done for you right now. Some things you've been trying to get done.
Yes, sir.
Through prayer.
Yeah, yeah.
Through praise.
Yeah, yeah.
And through meditating scripture will be done for you tonight.
Yeah.
I call for all your prayer to be answered. You heard that? The Holy Ghost just pushed it out of me. Holy Ghost just pushed that on me. He said, I call, tell him I call for all your prayers to be answered. 25 or 30 years back. And I decree, you'll never be in bondage no more. No matter what come up, no matter who do what, you're going to be free. Because you're going to be in a supernatural realm. And there's no realm can stop the realm of the supernatural. Once you start walking in the supernatural, you're walking, you walk with the supernatural, you're walking with the Holy Ghost. And nobody can stop the Holy Ghost. I'm a Holy Ghost walker. Take a little walk. I'm a Holy Ghost walker. Understand what the Spirit of God is saying? I receive, sir. You understand what he's saying?
Yeah.
Days of heaven on earth. Wherever I go, wherever I be, I'm wearing that anointing. And the first place, I'll get back to that scripture. In the first place, he's saying to me, it's going to take place in your home. No, I got to cuss a little bit now. All them bastard spirit that have got in your home got to go tonight. All them bastard spirit and got in your house and caused confusion. And they come from out the corner. Them little bastard spirit come out the corner. And they start a mess, you know, they start a mess. But they get gone. You got authority over it. Be seated. Come on. Well, I bet y'all glad to get rid of them spirits, huh? Bastard spirit. You bastards, get out of here. I'm going to have my freedom. I'm going to praise God. I'm going to live a good life. I'm going to live a long life. And I'm going to live a healthy life. And I'm going to live a wealthy life. And I'm going to live a blessed life. And I'm going to live a good marriage. And I'm going to have good children. Now, let me say something. I see some of y'all not participating. Y'all not hearing me. Y'all for regular. There's no regular service here. I feel the Holy Ghost, man.
Yes, sir.
I got some more. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Sit down. Y'all know it's Friday night, right?
Yes, sir.
Notice the third verse with me. Even so, we, when we were children, were in bondage after the element of the world. Bondage. You see that?
Yes.
Under the elements of the world. When we were children. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that was under the law, that we might receive the adoption of son. And because you're son, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou no more a servant, but a son, if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Go to Hebrews 5. I'm trying to start some things that the Lord gave me for you, but he keep taking me to these scriptures to show you, because if you don't grow up in the spirit, you stay in immaturity. Is some things that he can't tell you.
Yes, sir.
In Hebrews 5:11, in my little Bible, talk about milk and strong meat.
Yes, sir.
Milk and strong meat. You know, strong meat in the revelation here is that you getting strong revelation.
Yes, sir.
You're strong in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
You're eating the meat from heaven.
Yes, sir.
Here in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing you are dull of hearing. The world got your ears too much. But I hear the Spirit say a divine vacuum cleaner is about to clean your ears out tonight. That you can hear and get in your rightful place and enjoy your life and not letting the world tell you you don't have no joy because you're not acting out there acting a fool. You see the 11th voice?
Yes.
You see in the 12th voice went for the time you ought to be teachers.
Come on.
See, that's what we're talking about That's what Junior was talking about this morning. You were here, if you weren't here, you ought to be a teacher now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But if you're just sitting on a preacher, you'll never be a teacher.
Yes, sir.
But if you're sitting on a man or woman of God who have applied the word and say, as I do, you do it.
Yes, sir.
You'll get the same result.
Same results. Yes,
sir. Holiness, sanctification, first thing. Putting God first.
Yes, sir.
Not trying to use God.
Right.
You know, and not calling God when you want something. Call him up, tell him what you want. No, he's calling you up and telling you what he wants. We're going to switch this call tonight. He wants you blessed, but he wants you to obey him. The Bible says if you're willing and obedient, you eat the good of the land.
Yes, sir.
That's more possible.
No, you just get tired being broke. Just tired. Just can't do nothing. Just tired. Then I remember my wife and I, we used to have a calculator when we were going down the store, and she put that back. Some of y'all still doing it? Just listen to me. I'm trying to get you out.
Yes, sir.
Listen to me.
Yes, sir.
Listen to me. You can have God, this whole world belong to you.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
I say, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That's my girl there. All right, I'm trying to get you to see that. We got to grow up. Tell the person next to you, grow up tonight. We ain't got much time. Grow up right now. All right, now listen. The supernatural is designed to produce the days of heaven on earth, in spite of worldly and satanic confusion. Understanding, utterance, unction, union with God's presence. Understanding, utterance, unction, union with God's presence. Upgrade thinking and drinking. See, you got to drink. You got to drink from the fountain of revelation knowledge. Drink from the fountain of the Spirit. The situation looks like it got you laid down, but once you take a drink of the supernatural Spirit of God, God give you wisdom and power and glory and ability to overcome it. Oh, cut God short with just a song, just clapping your hand, just dancing. No, God wants you to be elevated. I say, everybody graduate tonight. Oh, I see some of y'all not gonna stand up. I'm gonna say it again. I say, everybody graduate tonight. God been has some things in store for you for a long time. Tonight, if you listening, tonight, if you let this anointing get on you, tonight, you're going to walk into everything that God had planned for you to have. I believe in naming and clamming it, because it's already mine.
It's already mine.
Baby, we're going to do the flag after a while. Listen to me right now.
Yes, sir.
And you really can wave that flag.
Yeah.
You get a hold of what I'm saying right now.
Yes, sir.
Sit down a minute. Now, see, can you address this for me? This statement, we have allowed too much substitute to take the place of divine substance.
Yeah.
Write that down, you got to meditate that.
That's it.
Now you read that 4 or 5 times a day. We have allowed too much substitute to take the place of divine substance.
Yes, sir.
Now, my sisters and brothers, along this line, in functioning at this level, correction has to be given.
Yes. Right.
So don't get upset with pastor when he correcting stuff. When correction is properly given, you know what happens next? Directions are unfold.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Direction will never supersede correction.
Wow. Right. That's right. Yes, sir.
Correction really are good.
Right, right, right. Yes, sir.
And your flesh don't like it. So let me give you all three of them. Direction, unfold, and protection, wisdom, and discernment in operation. Revelation, anointing, and application must be clarified and claimed by the name of Jesus and the leading of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
I know you can't write that, Faye, but I got to go. And this word is plural, what I'm about to say now. Deposits will be made in your life tonight. That will change everything. Ooh, look what he said. All routines must be exchanged for revelation.
Yes, sir.
What I say?
All routines must be exchanged for revelation.
For the supernatural operates through the anointing. May God release his Shekinah glory on your life tonight. Meaning, nothing missing and nothing broken. Y'all gonna receive it? Oh, stop worrying about your mistakes you made. God specialized in mistake. God specialized in weakness. God specialized in infirmity, inadequacy, incapability. He know where you're weak at. Give him praise right now. Shh. Shh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. I'm ready to live the days of heaven on earth. Through my supernatural lifestyle.
Through my supernatural lifestyle.
Praise his holy name.
Praise his holy name.
Deposit will be made in your life tonight that will change everything. All routine must be changed in exchange for revelation. The supernatural operate through the anointing. And then you got the Shekinah glory released on you.
Yes, sir.
I ran across this statement. Sit down for a minute. I'm gonna close in a minute. I ran across this story, or this statement, and I gave it out a little bit, but it's kind of weak when I give it out. I want to give it out in its strength tonight. Let me find it again. I had it. I know it by heart. Harmonious condition, agreeable, and the best of everything. Oh, you got to write that down. You got to write it down. Harmonious condition, agreeable surrounding, and the best of everything.
Best of everything.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Those three things, I received all of them. Those three things should be in your life after this week.
Yes, sir. Yeah,
one of these boys gonna put it in you. I'm aiming to put it in you, but we're gonna get it in you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Now, I'm not just a reporter.
That's right. Apostle.
I'm living this.
Yeah.
It's in my life because I matured in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
I had all incapabilities and inadequacies and weaknesses and all of that. I had all that.
Yes, sir.
But he took me.
Yeah.
And he molded me.
Yes, sir.
And he worked with my shortcomings. And he made me strong where I was weak. And he talked to me when I had nobody else to talk to me. And he helped me when I was in the stuck. He pulled me out. And when my enemy come against me and try to shut doors on me, when they shut one door, he opened three other doors. And I couldn't go through the door, he opened windows for me. Then I got further up the road, he got open gates for me. And I went in wide gates. Oh my goodness. Somebody, y'all know what I'm talking about? He's a good God. You got something to shout about. Thank God I'm blessed. 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 I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed everywhere I go. The blessing of the Lord is on me. Tell the person next to you, the blessing of the Lord upon you. Receive it. Look at two or three more points. I need to look at two or three more points. Sit down. Get your Bible. Now, this is going to sound like an elementary statement, but it's the most loaded statement you can ever hear. But it's going to sound like it's so natural. If you're not in the spirit, it's going to sound natural to you. But I want you to hear it. I'm going to give you a scripture to back it up. I think we went over that scripture already, but I need to go back to it. Our God is supernatural.
Yes, sir.
That means there's nothing and no one can shut him down. I serve a supernatural God who rules, reigns, and regulates. Nothing impossible. No limits. First Chronicles 29:10-13. Let's cruise through there a minute. And look and see who he is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Shh. I want to know, after we read this verse, who's going to stop you? I've had experts try to stop me. I mean, you come along saying money coming, people jump out of the seat and start bringing thousands of dollars, just giving. And preachers got scared.
Yes.
Said, man, we're supposed to read 5 or 6 scriptures and tell them that the Lord looking at them, they better give. You up here talking about money. One guy, I was in Atlanta, Georgia. We were sitting there, we had preached, went in the back room, and so we were sitting there a while, and finally a preacher jumped up. He said, man, we've been talking about you. Where you come from? We've been out here preaching all this time, yet you come flying through the air in your own jet, talking about money coming. So I'm just going to tell you the truth. It kind of upset us. But at least the gentleman, at least he was fair. Here in 1 Chronicles 29, the 10th verse, the 11th verse, and the 12th verse, I just want you to see who you serve and who on your side.
Yes, sir.
I want you to see who make you supernatural.
Yes, sir.
All of these qualities that we're about to read, he'll put them in you.
Yes, sir.
All these qualities, because you're a child of God. How many child of God I got in here?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. All these qualities belong to you.
Yes,
he'll use any one of them for you.
Yes, yeah. Yes, sir.
I hear a word in the spirit. I'm going to see how you get it. Covered.
Yes, sir.
got you. The only thing you have to do is understand your covenant.
Yes, sir.
If God for me,
God,
who can be against me?
Yes, sir.
All things work together for good.
Yes.
For them that love God, who are called according to his purpose.
Yes, yes, sir.
If thou can believe,
yes,
all things are possible to him that believeth.
Yeah.
You not left out.
I'm not left out.
Your day has just come.
Yeah.
You about to rise in places you've never been before. You better shout and give God some glory. I'll go and finish it tomorrow night.